Hi, this is Michael from Main Legal.
Hello, I must have called earlier on. It's Mr. Okay. David Mutry.
Hi, David, how are you, sir?
I'm all right, mate.
Let me just get back on your file a second, because I was literally, I was only a couple of sessions ago. Got you, buddy. Do you have 10 minutes on the chat with me, David, about your case?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. David, my name's Michael. I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. It's my role, I'm only right to, social services and education authorities up in Scotland. But it's also to get to know you a little bit better, David. And try and understand the trauma you faced as a child, how that has had an effect on you into your adult life, Mr. Mantri. It's stuff that I can evidence, i.e. the right to, diagnose with PTSD, any sort of mental health issues, depression, anxiety, any issues with alcohol or substances. And what I do, David, I write to, GPs, NHS trusts, rehabilitation centres, addiction charities. And what I do today is I gather all our evidence from them and I present it to the Scottish DHS on your behalf, along with your records from social services, and present that as a case of, not just David in care, but also because of what happened to them in care. So when Scottish DHS is deliberating on our case, Mr. Mantri just has to take that into consideration.
Right.
Is that okay, David?
Right.
Okay, sir. So I am going to ask you some questions. Some tough questions, David, so I do apologise in advance.
No problem, mate. Here you go.
Just to let you know, all our calls are recorded as well, David, for training and monitoring purposes. Have you ever been diagnosed with any mental health problems, David?
I don't think so.
No, ever had anything to write of depression or anxiety?
No. No, I've never had anything like that.
Okay. Have you had any issues with alcohol or any substance issues, David?
No, never. I used to drink quite a bit, but I don't drink so much now. But I'm too old now.
70, ripe old age of 71. You're never too
old. Something around
there. Have issues with... Okay, I've got one last tough question, David. Have you ever tried to take your own life, sir?
No, mate. No. Never. Okay.
So what I'll do is I'll write to the social services and the education authority for Quarriers at St. Christopher's School for Boys. When I get your information back from your time in care, David, do you want me to share that information with you?
Aye, sure. I'd like to know what they know. Especially about St. Christopher. Because that's where the rest of the... Not all, but most of the abuse happens.
Yeah. Okay.
But I was in... I was in Hayes with Middlesex. I was now here.
St. Christopher's wasn't up there.
Huh?
Did you say St. Christopher's was in Middlesex?
In Hayes.
Yeah, we won't be able to do anything with that one.
Well, that's where St. Christopher's.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is, been there.
We'll definitely be able to look at. Was St. Christopher's a Church of England school? A Church of England?
Aye, it was a Bristol.
Okay. So, Church of England are bringing a visa scheme out at some point, either this year or early next year. Now, what I can do, David, is I can help you claim for Quarriers homes.
Aye, I was on that point.
Because that's up in Scotland, and what I can then do is come back. In fact, I can get your information now from St. Christopher's School for Boys, and when the English Church of England leaves their scheme open, we'll have a claim then ready for you.
Uh-huh.
Is that okay?
Aye, sure.
Okay, let me make a note of this. Let me add that to this, because obviously my admin team, they'll start looking at, they'll be looking for a big trip, but he's up in Scotland, but it's not.
No, that's when my affair was in Hayes.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. I was in Alton, Scotland, that was my feet, well, you know, the quarriers.
Yeah.
And there was one in Wales, I can't remember the name of it.
What?
Bar Home, that's what it was, right? Bar Home. And Lark.
Christmas up in Scotland.
Right.
Okay,
I've
got that.
No, it's Christmas, isn't it, in Scotland, but it's like a fair, like the haze in the middle.
Yes. So what I'll do is, I'll still run and get as much information as I can from your time. What would the social services department be then? The thing, Christmas, would that be an English social services department, or would that still be a Scottish?
No, that'd be an English one.
Okay.
I think it was like Oxbridge.
Okay.
Another thing.
That
is near the...
Okay. I'll see if I'm sure. Okay. So we should be effectively running two plays for you now, David. Obviously the one up in Scotland for the Scottish leaders. The other one down here in England. For when that opens up next year. The average claim value for the Scottish redress is 55k, and they believe and estimate the average claim value for the Church of England redress scheme is anywhere between 60 and 75k.
Oh, they know.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you've got two separate claims.
That's life changing, though.
Which is obviously great, because you were in Cairn up in Scotland, and then you were in, I think, you know, Church of England,
uh-huh.
down here in Middlesex.
I lived in there with my dad. He took us down from quarters. And I went into secondary school down there, my last year in secondary school.
Yeah.
And after that, that's when I went into St. Christopher.
Okay. Was you always known as David Mousy in school?
Sorry?
Was you always known as David Mousy in care?
Aye. Mutri.
Mutri, sorry buddy.
It's a hard one, eh?
Yeah. this house in the Glaswegian.
Aye, I know, I can hear that.
Yeah. At least we're both not English. So, what I'll do, David, more I do need, David, do you have any other forms of identification?
Is it my driving license?
I do need a driving license. I've got a construction plan, competence scheme.
I've got one of them.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
I want my passport.
And if you can send me a driver's license and your passport, what I'll do is I'll WhatsApp you now from our work WhatsApp if you could take pictures of it for me.
Hi, hit up.
Give me 2 seconds. Are you on WhatsApp?
How am I?
You are on WhatsApp. Give me 2 seconds.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. I just can't seem to find it. Let me just check. David's on WhatsApp. And when I click him on the consume, I can't get him on WhatsApp here.
Okay.
So it's actually
the number.
Yeah. Do you think it's there? Okay, so I'll take that out, plus 44, yeah? Just 1 second, David, I'm just trying to there.
No, 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 you take it, babe.
I'm trying to get you. So, give me that number now, so I'll say David on this. You should have that now.
Oh, can I ask that question, man?
Yeah, if you can take pictures of your driver's license for me and your passport, please, David, and I'll
show
them to your claim.
Okay.
So I'm going to send you all the copies of all the information I get, both from the couriers and also from down here in Middlesex. We'll go through that together, you and I, David. Make sure you're happy with the evidence that we've collected. Make sure that you're happy with everything that's in the statement.
Yeah.
And then what we'll do, David, we'll then send that off to the Scottish Redress team, so that's obviously deliberate on our case. Now, with all due respect, David, because of your age, anyone over 68, they tend to deal with their cases quicker. So hopefully you shouldn't have a too long of a turnaround. The only problem I've got is obviously I've got to get your information back from the social services, which is a pain in the backside.
I know. That's
right. Yeah. Well, we'll be fighting a fight for you. Right. What happens then, David, is obviously we'll upload all the information to the Scottish Redress team. We then await a panel date. The panel is all done behind closed doors. So it's not like a children's panel, if you like. And then hopefully from there we'll get you the recognition you deserve and an offer of financial compensation. What we'll do for the English redress or the Church of England redress scheme is what we'll do is collect all your evidence, any information we can get from Uxbridge Social Services, and we'll keep it on file ready for when the Church of England redress scheme opens.
I don't know if that, I'm just guessing it's Uxbridge, because it's just like, I know it.
Okay.
It's in Hayes, and Hayes is in Middlesex. I don't know if it's Uxbridge or if it's Middlesex.
Give me a second, let's see if I can gather it.
I've no idea. Which is the closest? Hello, Ms. Dear. That is Dear. Say so.
Staffing AI assistance. Can you check? Interest for the Chase of England School for Boys and affect the relevant social services policy depends on the exact birth location of them. So possible borders could be London Borough of Harding, Hounslow, London Borough of Ealing. We're right to all of them.
Okay.
It all goes up by email, so just our system set up anyway, so we can just send them all off.
See what comes back.
Yeah, we've got all our information for you. We'll sit on it ready to have a little read of the Church of England Leader Scheme, David. Have a little read up on it. Have a little
read again.
Have a read up on the Church of England Leader Scheme.
Right.
You get a chance. Look, the scheme that should be opening pretty soon, and I think they're putting 150 million pounds to one side.
Google?
Yeah, it's stuck on Google, yeah. Just have a look on it on Google. Church of England Redress Game is called for the...
Church of England Redress.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me, David, on what I'm about to undertake for you, or...?
Like this, the panel.
Yeah.
Is that going to go in front of the panel?
It's all good. No. It's all going to be closed doors.
Right, so I don't need to attend?
No. No, you or neither of us, you or I, you don't want to
attend. All right.
We just get notified by email and writing.
It's a hell of a journey for you.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't imagine how many clients I've got up here. So I could
know, you must talk.
It means people, yeah, we don't offend that one, buddy. That's it. That's close to us. I just need to go back a step with you, David. Obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I just need to make sure that you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there available for you.
Yeah.
If you're so happy for me to continue, then obviously I will, but I'm going to need to run it past you on this recorded call for our compliance team. So just to let you know, David, the Scottish Redress, you don't actually need a law firm to do, you know, to apply. You can actually apply yourself. So that would mean, obviously, you gathering your own evidence and creating and submitting your own case. But that is an option for you.
Mm-hmm.
Option two, David, is there are other law firms in England and Scotland that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress Scheme, and they won't charge you any fees. The reason that they don't charge fees, David, is that they all get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case.
Right.
Now, as a fellow law firm, I can't legally discuss or go into those law firms, what those law firms would do for you.
Right.
Probably more importantly, David, what they don't or won't do for you. All I can tell you is that we as a law firm, we don't participate in the Government Legal Fee Scheme. We don't accept a handout from the Scottish Government, and we definitely and certainly don't want to be owing anything to them either. What we do, David, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract. Where if you win, we win, you lose, we lose. And it's on the other law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we can to give you the best possible chance of winning. Our fate aside, really, what I'm trying to say, David, the more we win, the more you win. Those are the law firms, they get paid whether you win or lose. So, you know.
And you are still 20%.
Slightly less there. Our fees are capped at 16% plus VAT.
Plus 16%, sorry.
Yeah, our fees are capped. So when I say capped, you'll never pay us more than 16% plus VAT, which will net you out in fees plus VAT at 19.2%. So no matter how much time, effort and work goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 19.2% in total.
My partner's just looked that up.
Yeah.
He's got St. Christopher's School for Boys, Hayes, Middlesex.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, we'll find it all. We'll find all your social services and we'll get all the information.
Yeah, well. That'd be great. Listen, how long do you reckon this is going to take? Because if it's years, I'm going to be dead.
Yeah, well, it won't be years. It could take me anywhere up to 6 to 8 months just to get your information back. And like I said to you earlier, it'll be done within the next 12 months.
You reckon?
Yeah, it'll be done within the next 12 months, easy.
Easy.
Just to let you know, just on the no fee side of the no win, no fee agreement, because you're deemed as a vulnerable client in the eyes of the law, because you've been through the care system, we'll never put you in any sort of financial pressure if we're unsuccessful with your case favourite. So we'll never come looking for our fees if we don't give you any compensation. Our insurance company and our insurance policy will cover all our fees.
Oh, you're covered for that, right?
Yeah, so genuine no win, no fee, David. That's what I'm saying now. Do you understand those three options I've just given you, David?
I do, mate, yeah, I do.
You happy for me to continue with your case there?
Yes, I am. All right.
Excellent, thank you. You signed an agreement with us at some point last month. I don't know if you're aware, but you have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed. What that means is anything up until day 14, you can rip up the agreement with us and walk away. I think I've been trying to get hold of you for a little while, haven't I? But if you're unaware of the 14-day cooling off period, you have the right to, or I can restart that 14 days from you from today, where you don't work on your case until after day 14, or you have the right to waive the 14-day cooling off period, David, and we can get started on your case straight away. But that's entirely up to you.
I would go for the second one now.
So you're happy to wait the 14-day cooling off period?
No, I'm quite happy for you to go on now.
Perfect. Do you need your driver's license and your passport, David, as soon as possible?
I'll do that right away.
Yeah, if you don't mind. If you need anything, do me a favour, David, save my number. My name's Michael. If you need
Michael, what is your number?
This number that you rang me back on.
Oh, 161.
0161, yeah.
0161.
563.
563.
0816.
0816. Okay.
So we're part of the investigation team now. We're going to walk you through to the very end, and I'll walk you through to the very end of the Church of England redress scheme as well.
Right. I can put you into my phone now as a contact.
Please, David, yes. That would make sense.
I'll do that.
Excellent. If you need me for anything, David, give me a call.
Okay, Michael.
But yes, you can get me the passport and driver's license over. We can start getting your information out today.
I'll do that right now.
Thank you, David. Lovely speaking to you, sir. Do you have any questions for me?
What are you, blue or red?
Red, buddy.
Red?
Mighty red, yeah. What are you blue or green?
Oh, there's only one. There's only one blue in Glasgow. The green doesn't even count.
I wish you have the Stephen Gerrard connection in common.
Exactly, mate, exactly. Hmm. And the 1663 little yesterday.
Oh, nice. Are you getting on up there?
We're second. So we've got Hearts are in front by a point.
Oh, nice.
But we'll catch them either.
Where's Celtic are they in third?
They're third, but they're away. They're 4 or 5 points behind.
Did Martin O'Neill think over them again?
He's 73 year old, right? He's too old for the job. So he's only taking it on till end of next month.
Okay.
To the end of the season.
Yeah. Yeah. See Roy got another job.
And then you have got a... he's an option to carry on. He's not going to do it, I don't think.
Because
he's like, say, 73 year old. He's too old now.
Yeah, I like him, Martin.
You get to my age, things start falling off. and you have got the slot.
Yeah, I'm a flop. I know, I saw one of them. I'd absolutely go back in a
minute. I thought it was a bit of a lesson. You've got your man that's leaving today, your most hour. He scored a good goal yesterday.
Yeah, did he score yesterday?
I know, he's been no one agrees.
That makes you seem awful.
He scored a cracker.
Yeah, he did actually, him and the young
I know.
C-O-N-Z-M-O-A. We've been awful this season.
Right.
Yeah, the drop off from last season is just immense. I can fell off a cliff. So, anyway. Look, David, I'm going to see if you can get me.
I don't know where he's going.
No, I don't think anyone does yet.
Like I say, I'll get out to you right away.
Perfect, David. Thank you very much, sir. If you've got any issues, just give us a ring.
Okay, I will do.
Thank you, David. Lovely speaking to you.
Okay, mate. Thank you.
Bye now. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.